It's a dark October night in Aspen, and there's a chill in the air. That's not unusual for late fall in the Rockies, but tonight there's even more reason to feel a shiver. I'm tagging along on a journey through decades of macabre mountain tales with a tour called Aspen's Dark Side. Our tour is led by Dean Weiler, who does this for a living, and tonight he's dressed in a vest that wouldn't look out of place in the 1800s, and a rather dashing top hat to help set the scene. He delivers the night's first ghost story in front of the Red Onion, Aspen's oldest bar, and it's no surprise that in the 172 years it's been open, there have been at least a few stories of barroom visitors from beyond the veil, like this one from a bouncer.
Me being the Red Onion late at night, all alone, cleaning up, restocking the bar, down in the basement moving kegs of beer around, when he'd hear footsteps on the floor above him, and he'd rush upstairs as fast as he could see who was there. Nobody's there.
After the stop at the Red Onion, it's on to the Pitkin County Courthouse. Dean starts telling a tale from the mid-70s about a girl who was found murdered by the side of the road in Snowmass. Police in Utah tracked down a suspect, and it started to look like he might have been the killer. Dean says he was brought into a jail cell in the basement of the Pitkin County Courthouse, and as he goes on to describe the man, he starts to sound familiar.
Some people tell you he's very handsome, very intelligent, very charming. Takes us a little longer to realize he's also very psycho. A serial killer you may know by the name of Ted Bundy.
And the story doesn't end there. Dean goes on to tell about how Bundy escaped the courthouse behind him, as well as a jail cell in Glenwood Springs, and then how, years later, bars and restaurants were full of celebration the day Bundy finally got the chair.
Some gave out free drinks and free shots, while others, they shut off their lights so he could get all the electricity he needed.
Our penultimate stop on this spooky stroll takes us just down Main Street to the Hotel Jerome. In the 13 decades it's been in town, there are stories abound of guests who've encountered apparitions. There's the ghost of a little boy who appears in rooms dripping wet or leaving unexplained puddles on the floor. He may be someone who drowned in the pool decades ago. And one of the Jerome's resident poltergeists seems to think she's part of the hotel's staff. After years of working there, one of the maids at the Jerome quit out of the blue. Management was confused at first, until they asked her why she left.
When they followed up with her to see what happened, she just said, "Well, I'm sick of working with her. The spirit maid that she believed followed around all night long, played with everything she did."
Finally, our tour takes us to Galena Plaza, where you can barely make out the silhouette of Smuggler Mountain against the cloudy night sky. Dean closes the night with a story from the mining days that put Aspen on the map. The men who worked in those early mines in the hillsides around town often told of creatures that patrolled the tunnels and gave miners a warning when things were about to cave in. They're called Tommyknockers, he says, and they're an essential part of early mining lore. But if you were to ask some of the men who spent their days deep inside the mountain, those weren't Tommyknockers they heard, but the spirits of those who died. And they came with a far more sinister purpose.
They're not knocking out warnings. They're actually knocking out mine tunnel supports, causing cave-ins, collecting more souls.
After trekking across town and making our way through centuries of local legends, the tour group dissipates into the night. But after hearing about the spirits and spooks that continue to haunt Aspen, we've got plenty of reasons to check over our shoulders on the way home. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.